Yeah, this is PayPal. Okay, for how much dollar? For $239, no cents? Okay, for 64 cents. Okay, and do you know for what purpose they are making a charges under your name? Okay. And I believe that you're holding a PayPal account with us. Okay. Could you just verify me with your first and last name, sir? Okay. Could you just hold the line for a moment? Let me just go ahead and pull up your information and I'll let you know about it, okay? Mm-hmm. Just be on the line. On the line, I appreciate your time and the patience. Other than the line, Mr. Rudin. Yeah, Mr. Rudin, as I have go ahead and have a check. And we can see here that, yes, there was a charge for $239.64 for an Amazon Prime subscription. And this charges has been placed on our PayPal. So, and we can also see here that there are three PayPal accounts have been linked with this number and under your name. So, do you hold the three PayPal accounts with you? Okay, this is not yours. Okay. So, and are you sure that you're just having one PayPal account with you? You're not holding three PayPal accounts, sir? Okay. But why am I asking you all these things? Because right now I can see here that there are three PayPal accounts which is being accessed from multiple locations. Okay? It is being accessed from the location of Ohio, Texas, and California. Do you know anything about? Okay. So let me do one thing, okay? Let me just go ahead and run a full security check on that account so that we will know that from where the order has been placed and from where your personal information is getting compromised, right? So before we go ahead and proceed to the procedure, could you just verify me with the zip code? 180023. Okay. It's 10023. Right? Okay, just be online for a minute. Just give me a second, okay? Let me just run a security. And except you, is there anyone else who handles your personal information, like your banking information, or no? And do you pay bills online or do you do online banking? Okay. Did you ever lose any kind of your personal information in the past, like your cell phone, your credit card, your debit card, or any kind of your social ID? Did you ever lose it in the past? No, right? And whenever you go out, did you ever use a public Wi-Fi, a hotel Wi-Fi, a hospital Wi-Fi? Did you ever use their Wi-Fi? No. Okay, that's right. They are never secure, so never use on a public Wi-Fi. And right now, sir, as I do believe that you're not banking with multiple bank accounts with you, right? Here we can see there are 7 bank accounts under your name. Yes, let me verify you all the bank names. Just give me a second. Is there anyone else who have the access to your PayPal account? Okay. So here are the bank's name which we have found under your name. There are Bank of America under your name. We have found JP Morgan Chase Bank. We have found Capital One Bank, Wells Fargo, there's called PNC, TD Bank, there's Navy Federal Credit Union, and there's also some of the credit unions under your name. So do you bank with any of those banks, sir? You just bank with the Chase Bank. So and the other banks is a bogus bank account, so we will put a red flag on that account. All the bank accounts, and we will forward all this mail to the fraud department of the Chase Bank headquarters so that if there is any fraud transactions is going on your account, they will help you to cancel the charges, and as well as they will guide you to how to protect your funds and as well as how to protect your identity, right? Okay. So do you have a piece of pen and paper with you, sir? Yeah. Could you just grab a piece of pen and paper and write down my name first of all? My name is Andy and my last name is Henderson. And my employee ID number is P as in Peter, L as in Lima, I as in Indiana, number 9, number 0, number 6, number 4, number 3, number 1. Could you just repeat me that employee ID number? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's my employee ID number. And right now, I will be connecting your call to the fraud department of the Chase Bank headquarters. The reason I'm connecting your call, because right now this is a pre-authorized order and it has been authorized successfully from your end. So did you receive any kind of verification code from your bank regarding this pre-authorized order? No. Okay. And do you have any suspect or any doubt on someone like your family, from your family members or your friends have done all these things? Do you have any doubt on them? No. Okay. So right now I'll be connecting your call to the Chase Bank headquarters because this is a case of an identity theft and your identity has been compromised. So we'll be connecting your call to the fraud department of your Chase Bank headquarters so that you can say them that there is a fraud transactions under your name and need to be cancelled and need to be put a high security on my bank card for the next 48 hours. Okay, sir? Okay. And I believe that the number which you are connected right now is 657-2145067. Is this your landline or is this a cell phone? Cell phone. Okay. So could you just hold the line? Let me just send an email to the Chase Bank headquarters about this fraud activities which is going on under your account, okay? Just be online. I have no patience. Are they in the line, sir? Okay. So right now I'm going to send an email to the fraud department of your bank headquarters. Could you just verify me with the date of birth? It's 1/17. Okay. And could you just verify me with the zip code? Okay. Thank you for your information, Mr. J. Rudin. Right now, I'll be connecting your call to the Chase Bank headquarters, and I do believe that you're smart enough that what you need to say to the bank headquarters, right? Okay. So just be connected with me. Do not disconnect the line until you get connected to your bank headquarters. Okay?
Mr. Sharon Smith from the Anti-Fraud Squad Department team. How may I help you today? Yes, you are speaking to the Anti-Fraud Squad Department team of Chase Bank. How may I help you? Sharon Smith. I'm fine. How are you? You sound like African. What's your real name?